Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is your host, Brad Post, and I'm excited to be with a longtime friend of mine, David Groves. He's with GEB America. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate having me on the podcast.
Absolutely, man. It's kind of neat because you and I have been friends since I was in Georgia. I think we connected on Twitter together.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah,
it is.
Bringing people together through social media. Wait, I think what was interesting was you and I had just this huge amount of mutual friends.
Yep.
And it was pretty amazing that in all the years of what we've done that we hadn't crossed paths, although we probably had at a conference and just didn't know it or something.
Exactly. And then, you know, we kind of, you know, when I moved back to Tulsa, we connected and met, and you and I kind of, I mean, I could say you mentored me or I mentored you or both. We met usually monthly and had coffee and
talked
about life and the transitions we were going through and all that stuff. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's, you know, I don't take lightly those divine appointments, you know, that happen in life. And I think that at stages, you know, I know, like you said, you were in transition at one point and as was I, and it was good to just connect and talk about, you know, challenges and whatnot.
Absolutely. And then, you know, kind of making a difference together too. Some of the stuff that we've done here in Tulsa has been, you know, exciting. You've done some exciting stuff. I've done some mediocre stuff, maybe. I could say.
No, you have. You've done exciting things.
But Dave, I'd like to kind of share your story, you know, if you want to kind of go back as far as you want on
sure.
Just kind of your transitions,
well,
how you got to GB.
Yeah, I don't know how much, I don't know how long you want the podcast to be. how far, you know, it's interesting. The media world, I've always had just an interest in. I was thinking the other day, I remember being probably 10 years old, 9 years old, and going to a neighbor's. We lived in a rural part of Ohio at the time and in the country. And I remember going and visiting with some neighbors with my mom and siblings, and they were having trouble with their TV. There was a new channel that had gone on the air and they couldn't get it. And I took the front of the TV apart and you know, it was one of those console units that you had to move wheels, and I remember like it was yesterday, and I tuned it right in crystal clear.
Really? At age 10?
They were amazed, and it really wasn't like I engineered it. It was just, you know, they needed to, they had a couple of things that weren't correct. And I did a little bit of, you know, tinkering, and they let me do it, and they were like, yeah, wow, can you get us the channel? And it came right in, and it was always from maybe that point that I realized that I had a propensity to that. And I remember being a kid and helping with church. And I remember we had living in rural Ohio, we had a basement. And I remember my sister and brother and I set up a set with curtains, and we had a small camcorder, and we scripted out a live to tape show, 'cause you know, we didn't have any editing capabilities. Made a program in our basement, and we would do it. And then they'd play it back at our church, for kids' church, and the kids loved it. You know,
that's
there'd
awesome.
Be puppets and music, and we just did all kinds of things. And I give credit to my brother and sister; they're very talented in both drama and music. So we had this fun little thing we created, and you know, this was, you know, probably I was in my early teens, and I remember running a broadcast camera for a church when I was maybe 13, 14, you know, in like a practice. Training time, and just always enjoyed that part of it, production, the organizing of it. And then, you know, years later, fast forwarding, my family had moved to the Tulsa area, and I attended ORU, went through the mass media comm arts program, and was very involved in local radio for a while. Along with some friends of mine, co-hosted a a broadcast for a number of years in the Tulsa area. Yeah, for about 5 years, we had our own radio show, and it was Christian alternative music back before the days of there being any internet streaming or right. You know, there was no Pandora or Spotify.
Yeah.
And we still run into people that said, man, when I was a teen, I used to, you know, go out in the garage and sit in my mom's car and listen to your late night
that's
program
cool.
where you played those, you know, those up and coming Christian alternative bands and whatnot. Right. And so I did that for a few years, enjoyed radio. But always was also involved in other forms of broadcast media and then worked for several different ministries in a couple of different markets in Texas and in the Kansas City area and then here in Tulsa. And it's just been something that I've loved and enjoyed being a part of. And in the summer of last year, I had the opportunity to return here to ORU and be a part of the TV network, GEB, and just loving being a part of that and what we do every day and which is our brand, which is helping people live well. And so we have content and programming both that we create here and that we partner with ministries from around the globe, really, to broadcast their messages and their ministries. So we're growing and we're excited about the future
Would you have thought back when you were making, you know, TV shows for the church that it wouldn't be on a TV or a screen, it would be on your actual phone, you know, like live streaming and that type of stuff? It's crazy. We're even
it's pretty remarkable when you think about where things have come in just, maybe the last 25 years.
Right.
I remember as a kid, enjoying making videos and then wishing there was a way to share it. You know, I remember we had the best of intentions as kids. We would make videos and we were going to mail them to our cousins in another state. And I don't know that we ever did.
Right.
I think my sister still has the videotape somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Of our shows we would create for our cousins.
Right.
Because there wasn't a YouTube.
Right.
There wasn't an opportunity and to make a video and send it via text or to upload it to a Vimeo or a YouTube or what have you. Unthinkable at the time. Pretty amazing.
Well, you mentioned you guys are growing. You guys have done a lot of, added a lot of new things to GEB America. What would you say is some of the really exciting things that's happening in your business right now?
Well, we've been really blessed, to grow and to have opportunity to grow. In the last year and a half, the 2 years, we've added some new features. In spring of this year, we added an over-the-air affiliate in Orlando, Channel 55.3. And then we also launched on Apple TV with our own channel.
Yep.
And we've upgraded both of our Android and iOS apps were upgraded and create some new features and a little bit of better functionality and where people can watch us live from their phone. They can watch from their mobile device as well as on Roku and Apple TV. So giving people really an opportunity on whatever platform or device they prefer to follow their favorite ministry or to be able to have that daily, opportunity to hear a good uplifting message or ministry word, they can do that from whether it's their computer, their laptop, or they can certainly do that on a mobile device or one of the new set-top, streaming opportunities. So I think that has been an excellent thing for us because, we know that there are a group of people out there that are looking to, cut the cord, as it's called. And we want to make sure that, GEB America is present in the arena that they want to, connect with us. And so web streaming has been big for us. Just in 2017, our our web streaming has grown significantly. If you look at 2016 month comparison to month comparison this year to last, in some cases we've more than doubled our live streaming monthly. So people are connecting with us that way. We are, of course, available over the satellite on DirecTV channel 363 and over the air in Tulsa on channel 53 and over a number of cable outlets in the Tulsa area, Cox Cable in HD. And then we have over-the-air affiliates in San Jose and in Houston. And so we're looking at some other opportunities in the future. We were hoping and reviewing some additional affiliates we would like to be able to bring to viewers in other markets. So we're growing. It's exciting. At the same time, there's challenges within the industry because of how quickly technology changes, and it's really all about staying up to date and staying ahead of the curve best you can. And I spend a lot of time reading, reading industry material, trades and whatnot, and then trying to stay connected with contemporaries, other networks and other people in production and in media around the world, just to make sure that we are doing our best to be on the cutting edge for what we do.
Well, kind of on a personal level, David, you mentioned you're growing. You guys have a lot of stuff going. And one thing I know you're really good at is time management. How do you manage all of this? You've got a family. How are you? What are some of the tips you can give our listeners as far as time management?
Well, I think that you have to be very intentional about it. You're not going to be able to just do it accidentally. One thing that I've learned, and I know it sounds very simplistic, that you have to be engaged on it. But the truth is, if you don't create a plan and a plan that works for you and stick to it, you won't find that a really good place in how to handle it. And what I mean by that is, for instance, some things that I do is, and I've read some great books by so many different people in this arena, that you come up with a good system. For instance, what are the things that are time crunches for you? For me, emails. So what do? Well, I set times throughout the day where I check email. I'm purposefully check email, and it changes from day to day, but it might be, first thing in the morning, and then at another point before lunch, and then in the afternoon, because there will be meetings in between those, there'll be responsibilities in between those. And I think it's important to set a time where you focus on, okay, I'm going to check my email and I'm going to make sure that I understand and reply, so I can plan for those other meetings and those other interactions.
Well, that's great. Kind of just mentioning that, meaning that you're present in your meetings. You're not looking at your phone or looking at your email because you give yourself those times. You're present and engaged and right.
And that's one of the hardest things, I think, for people to do. And it was for me.
Yeah.
Was to, I know a few companies that everybody puts their phone in the basket. Puts it in another room. We're going to put the phone face down. We're going to focus on these agenda items. I think that those are good, definitely good ideas. Another thing from a time management perspective is you have to schedule and be reasonable with your schedule. I will tell you that I struggled with this for a while, in that I really tried to cram too much into a certain time frame. I would not say no to that meeting, or say, hey, that's really not going to work for me because I have a meeting at 1 and I have a meeting at 2:30, and I've got somebody wanting a 2 o'clock meeting. Well, the first meeting might run long.
Right.
The second meeting is going to cause problems. And what it creates is a level of stress that doesn't help you at all be productive. And then, you know, the day comes and goes, and maybe you do or don't feel like you've accomplished a lot. You know, that is important. The other thing is I start my day early. That's something, I'm not a morning person. But I realize that for me, I need to start earlier and prepare, think through the day. Sometimes what helps me, because I tend to be a night owl, I will plan my day the night before. I'll go through my schedule. You know, there was a reason why when we were kids, our moms laid our clothes out before school, right?
Exactly.
Because mornings are, it's hard. Exactly. I'll go as far as, you know, hanging out that tie and that dress shirt and, you know, thinking through the, you know, even down to the simple thing of what pair of shoes am I going to wear? Because then the next morning I can start early focusing on what are the things that are going to transpire today. Because we all know meetings come up, things happen, they get thrown right into the middle of our schedule. So what can we do to control things? Years ago, I had a professor tell me that you have to plan your work and work your plan. I remember he'd say it all the time, and it's kind of, you know, silly in a way when you hear it, but when you really think about it, yeah, you can't let things just happen. You can't let it be accidental. So I start early, taking time to read devotion, prepare my day, really look through the schedule. I work very hard to do that so that I can not feel like I'm behind as soon as the day has started.
Absolutely.
And so time management is critical. And when you look at some of the great thought leaders, some of the great successful men and women in not just the media industry, just in business in general, you know, they're very intentional about that. And their focus, it's important to have their focus on each individual moment, each individual meeting. If you find yourself thinking about the next meeting and the current meeting, then there's probably some adjustments you need to make. And it may be time management.
Right.
It may be you're not saying no to a few things and giving yourself the appropriate, you know, time to actually focus on the task at hand.
Absolutely. That's good. Good stuff, Dave. Thank you. And then just kind of switching up, maybe just ending on the topic of leadership. What would you say is some of the best advice that you've ever received in the business realm, going from, you know, ministry to work field to ministry? I mean, it's, you know, you've been through a lot, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on just overall leadership.
Yeah, you know, I think that, and it's interesting because I've been actually reading a lot on leadership here in the last, I'm always looking for good articles and good books. But I think that, you know, good leadership is, it kind of goes back to the thought process of you're not telling people what to do, but a good leader is really leading the way. You know, it's very much a follow me, casting the vision, here's where we're going. And for me, some of the best leadership advice I've gotten is that you have to be willing to not only work hard for where you want to be, but you have to take the time to really prepare yourself. You have to work on you and find the areas that maybe you are weak in and strengthen those. And that might be taking classes. That might be spending time with a mentor that's been through maybe the same industry, maybe not, maybe just been through a number of challenges, and they can kind of give you some sage advice. And then I think the other thing from a leadership perspective is always being willing to listen and learn. You know, I have met, you know, very few successful leaders that aren't always trying to learn. I don't think great leaders ever arrive, and I don't think they ever are arrogant in thinking they have arrived.
Right.
I think that always reading, always listening, and trying to learn. And if you stay in a in a mode of learning. For me, anyway, I feel like that place is where you really grow the most in your leadership style, your management style. Because you know, there's lots of managers, but a lot of them aren't leaders.
Right.
They're more of a organizer of whatever widgets or people schedules or right. programs. But good leaders, you know, they care about people, and they are always learning, and then they take the time to connect with the people they lead on a level that, because people, you know, if they trust and they have belief in the vision, they'll follow a good leader. And so, I mean, I don't know in your world and what you guys do and kind of your background, how that, you know, corresponds to some of your thoughts on leadership, but that's kind of what I feel like is important to always keep in mind, is always have to be learning and always be looking for opportunity to be mentored. I think that, you know, it's just a good place to be. It's a yeah. humble spot to be as well. You know?
Absolutely. Being coachable and trainable. And then, you know, you said, listen and learn. I hear a lot of people saying, you know, I hear you, but you know, and you're like, okay, you hear me, but you're not listening to me. Yeah. So yeah, that's
and
great.
And I've been, you know, I've had at least two different people I consider mentors that over the years have told me, hey, you know, listen, be right. a listener.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that maybe they thought at one point I wasn't, you know?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And so I try to, you know, even in a meeting, I try to, and I don't always do this well, but I try to take time to just listen before I start giving my interjection of, okay, here's how we should handle this, or here's my advice, or, you know, give it a moment. Let people, you know, say what's on their mind. Let them talk about the struggle or the challenge of the project or the situation, and then not be in a hurry. I that right there, I mean, that could be a whole other podcast, but we're always in such a hurry.
Right.
You know, right. Whether it's rushing from one thing to another, or one project to another, or one event to another. And I feel like that rapid pace, we don't take time to really, you know, slow down. I know that, I don't know if you're a fan of Simon Sinek, but I read or watched something he talked about once. And I'm not going to quote him because I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was just talking about how we don't take time to just be human. You know, we don't sitting in that hallway waiting on the meeting. Where's the conversation? Like, hey, how's your dad? Or
right.
how's the family? And, you know, not sitting there punching away at our phone, but talking and saying, hey, you know, so I hear you moved to a new house. You know, how do you like it? How do you like the neighborhood? You know, just interacting. We forget that.
Yeah.
And I have not mastered that. I'm not going to say that I do that effectively and well, because I know that I don't. And but even just slowing down to the point of, you know, I was at the grocery store the other day and I was in a hurry for something, and I just kind of felt like I needed to just, you know, put my phone in my pocket, focus on checking out, and I had a nice little conversation with the checker, and just, you know, hey, how's your day? You know, oh, that's good. Wow, it's been a long shift. Yeah, you know, it has been. But and just having some interaction as humans, and really, you know, here at GUB, we, you know, our goal is to help people live well, spirit, mind, and body. And being an example of how we do that is, you know, really truly caring about people, and, you know, sharing God's love in even just a tiny little way. With just a simple conversation with, you know, the guy at the gas station, or, you know, the person at the checkout, slowing down, not
Absolutely.
Taking every, you know, not taking this, you know, approach of, I gotta go.
Being
I don't know.
Present,
I,
yeah, just being present.
Yeah. And I think that we all, you know, have gotten so wrapped up in, you know, our devices and the speed of doing business that, it's okay to slow down. And something here at GB we try to do is you know, every so many weeks we'll have just an all team meeting where we just, everybody just gets together and, you know, we might celebrate somebody's birthday and spend some time talking and, you know, just, hey, you know, what's happening with you and tell me about, you know, needs. And I mean, just this week, I mean, we sat when everybody was talking about their pets, you know, I mean,
yeah.
And of course everybody loves, if you're a pet owner, you love your pet, right? And just, you know, just having a conversation about, you know, nothing that really had to do with business for 10 minutes,
yeah.
You know, just to spend time and just be relatable. And, you know, that's something you always have to work to, being present, like you said.
Absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for taking time to be on the podcast and keep up the awesome work.
I appreciate it. Well, and I want to thank you for inviting me. Definitely a pleasure to chat with you and you know, I wish you and all that you're doing with Create the Movement, you know, the very best. And I hope you guys are, you know, continuing to find great opportunities with the podcast. I think it's great.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.